there's been planning permission granted for more 3G and 4G antennas to go on that. Now there's already a lot of them on the West End mast, right, and that's right in the centre of the town. And the concern is that there can be really adverse health effects within 400 metres, even more, I would suspect, of the mast. The health effects like are multiplied because of the close proximity to the mast. So the concern is for the residents in the Millbrae, in Millfield, the old people's home, the doctor's surgery, the school, with as a crow flies, the school is very close to it. So it shouldn't be in a residential area at all.
Now, in terms of the protest that's taking place tomorrow and others planned indeed for next week, there will be people there on the day to, I suppose, listen to concerns that people may have in that area.
Yeah, exactly. We're just trying to raise awareness. We had a meeting last week and we had like over 50 people at it, which was quite good because we set up the meeting at the last minute. So we got a good lot of people. So we're having a meeting. I'll talk about the protest first. So the protest, if anyone wants to take part, it's outside the Garda station in Buncrana. It starts at 12 o'clock and we're going to have it then every day, excluding Sundays, for as long as it takes, basically for an hour every day at 12 o'clock. So it's to raise public awareness and let everybody know that what's going on. Because people love their technology. I do, everybody does. We just want safer technology. Now, the ICNIRP so-called safety levels are set at the heating effect, and there's loads of peer-reviewed scientific medical studies that indicate, and it's being ignored by big telecoms and the government, that indicate clearly that adverse health effects happen 500,000 times below that so-called safety level. Now, that's bad enough in itself. If you're that will affect you no matter what distance you are from the mast, but if you're in close proximity living within this with the radiation from this mast, it's really quite lethal. There's loads of medical journals citing that.
The ultimate goal, really, following on from these protests, is to hopefully, perhaps, maybe get the relevant bodies to consider moving that mast to a safer location, in your view.
Yeah, there is conditions in the planning. You know, the planning's being, you don't need planning for these antennas, for the structures, for the masts. So there are conditions, and some of the masts, there's been masts moved and stopped in, I think it's Bray, County Wicklow, and Leakslip. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah, those areas. So it is possible to have them moved to an industrial area, which was indicated in one of the objections down south where the mast was stopped and moved. So it should not be in a town centre. The one at the main concern now is the Garda station one, because that's right in the residential area, and if they get away with that, then they've just got to upgrade that, those antenna to 5G, and then if we get the 5G working, then people are really going to be fried in their homes up close, because we're going to put antenna between every 2 and 10 houses on lampposts. Now, this is the ultimate plan of big telecoms. I know the broadband thing's been rolled out there, and I'm glad to hear that, because fibre optic cable coming into people's homes is quite safe. It's only when it reaches your router and you Wi-Fi it through your house, that's where the danger happens. That's why you get the radiation in your house. So everybody who has a Wi-Fi router effectively has a mast pumping out 2.4 gigahertz right through their home. Right now, your radio station is on the 108 FM spectrum. So if you think 108 compared to 2,400, which is what your Wi-Fi router pumps out. But people don't, because they can't hear it and they can't see it, people don't realise the danger, you know.